Welcome to the world of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, where it's all about muscle, health, history, training, nutrition, bodybuilding, and state of mind.
Hey, listener. You're back with the world of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors. I'm one of your hosts, Tamash, and my co-host is Randy on the other line. And today, it's Sunday morning, May the 3rd, 2015. It's the morning after the big fight. And earlier we had a wee conversation with Randy about the fight and decided to make a recording of it. Randy, what have you to say?
Sunday morning after a big fight. Most of the listeners probably don't know. They don't know a whole lot about me, but I'm a big boxing fan. I've been following boxing for 40 years. Back in the 70s, I used to go to the library because I had the Super 8, this is way before video or anything like that. I had a Super 8 millimeter projector and camera, and I could go to the library, you can get film of the fights going right back to 1920s. I get from the 20s, I'd watch, you know, Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney, you know, going to the 40s, Max Schlemming and Joe Louis and Rocky Marciano, Floyd Patterson, all those guys. And everything's online now. But so I've always been a big boxing fan. I kind of got away from it for a number of years because about 10 years ago was the last fight I would buy. I would just listen to it, but we paid $80 for a fight. I think it was Antonio Tarver. Tarver was the boxer who played in Rocky Balboa, the last Rocky film done in 2006. And it was a terrible fight. I'm not paying this money. I don't think there's any preliminary fights in it at all. So my buddies and I have been watching more of the UFC. Actually, back then we were actually watching WrestleManias too because we knew we'd get 3 hours of jam-packed action entertainment.
Oh yeah, instead of the short.
Yeah, for the fraction of the money. But we started watching the UFC because they had some pretty good exciting fights. And they were starting to use stirrup boxing because they were feeding it to us. They were giving us jam-packed cards. And it was a little cheaper, and they came on a regular basis. And they built up a good following and somewhat surpassed boxing. But this fight last night between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, I don't know if I'm more disappointed in the fight or the fact that I got suckered in to watch it because it was a huge multi-million dollar, biggest fight in the history. But they were looking to get 3 million buys pay-per-view, which is huge. I think some of the biggest fights were just over 2 million. And both Wayne D'Amelio and Boyer are big boxing fans. We often just talk about boxing. And both those guys, too, they refused to buy it. Wayne, like me, the last minute, gets caught up in all the advertisement hype, and he picked it up. And Boyer ended up going over to friends to watch it. So Wayne and I were exchanging emails through the fight, and we even talked about 2 in the morning last night. And we even called this morning. We talked more again about the fight. And the fight was a real letdown. These fighters are probably going to walk away by the time the pay-per-view hits and all that's in. Floyd might getting over $200 million. Manny Pacquiao well over $100 million. But by the time everything's in, they're guaranteed $100 million to Floyd and $80 million to Manny. But the pay-per-views, when that comes all in, there's more money to be split.
Let me throw some ignorance in there because I did not watch the fight. But I did hear about it online, everywhere. Even my friends were talking about it. And I'm like, okay, how long was the fight?
It went 12 rounds. $138,000 per second.
$138,000 per second.
That's what Floyd would make in a 12-round fight based on 3 million pay-per-view hits, right?
Wow.
So they suspect because they were having trouble with the pay. Wayne was telling me down there they had so many people ordering the fight that the cable companies were having trouble piping it through. So they're going to get the hits because the marketing was excellent. Obviously, they proved that their marketing is bang on because they got a lot of people who typically don't get fights, and they got guys like myself, Boyer and Wayne, who weren't going to participate in paying $90 or $100 for a pay-per-view. Now, that's it cost $90 to get this fight in. Preliminaries were nothing, and the fight was boring.
So the actual fighters get paid a percentage of the pay-per-view proceedings?
Yeah, there's lots of different avenues of the way the money comes in.
Okay.
The thing is, what bothers me is I know boxing. Like I said, for 40 years, I know this is the type of fight you're going to get when it was supposed to take place 7 years ago. I mean, it wasn't the same Manny Pacquiao last night. Floyd, you know, he was pretty much the same, but he's accused of picking his fighters at the right time. And this fight, like I said, it was huge going back 5-7 years, but it never took place. It never, for many different reasons and stuff. And this is what happens when you get fighters at 37, 36 years old, thinking that you're going to get this great super fight. And it's a big letdown. And now with the press conference, Manny was saying that his shoulder was bothering him and such, but blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is this was supposed to help boxing. Wayne and I were talking, we both agree. This hurts boxing. There's not going to be a rematch. Nobody wants to see a rematch. There's going to be a lot of people. There are already these people are piping in on social media and everything and television saying they feel they got duped. You know, this is the problem with this. I'm glad this happened because I used to write, I have written this phrase that sports and their payment, it's out of cultural context. But I'm thinking about it. That's not really correct anymore. That is our cultural context now.
Yeah.
These athletes, ridiculous amounts of money. When I say out of cultural context, I'm talking about the context when I wrote that of the 1970s. Because I interviewed Don Ari when I wrote Volume 2, when I wrote about the Team Canada, and when I looked at strength training in sports. Well, Don played for the Boston Bruins. He played for Team Canada. But in his late 60s, he was playing for the Boston Bruins while working for the city of Waterloo, where I worked just 10 years later. So it shows you how where the money went from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s and 90s, where it is now. When you're giving these athletes for $138,000 per second, I'd have gone in the ring with Floyd Mayweather, and I wouldn't have taken a dive. I would have given a better, more exciting fight. At least I would have got knocked out in a more spectacular manner and give it more action for that kind of money. But it's so ridiculous. These football players and basketball players, they're getting $60 million contracts, $100 million contracts, and they're not worth it. Just guys. Like to me, a guy that loves building machines and equipment, a good welder is worth more to me than any of these athletes are. Sure, they're good and they're entertaining, but the money has ruined things. Like the whole audience in a hockey game, it's changed now because of the cost of these tickets. You don't get the family going out to a sports event, right? You have to have connections and contacts to get in the boxes, or you're putting out $500. Just to, you know, take your kid to that.
So what do you think the cause of it is? Like, how did it get to this point?
Somewhere along the line, somebody put out the illusion that these athletes are, like, to be worshipped, superhero level. Like, I mean, Muhammad Ali actually was started. They started to become political, right? Ali didn't go to war. He started to speak out, get a following. I remember watching Ali saying, gee, I'm not ashamed to say I'm going to fight for $1 million. That was back in the 70s. I think it was that fight with some journeyman like Jean-Pierre Koopman or Richard Dunn or something like that. But it was starting to grow in the 70s. And these athletes, in the steroid show, I talked about what happened in the 60s when once upon a time the weekend warrior could relate to the athlete. He could say, you know, yeah, that guy's not that much bigger. He's not that much faster. Hey, my arms are just about as big as that Mr. America guy's. But when the gene pool grew and more good potential mesomorphic athletes came in, and drugs came in, and you put drugs in these mesomorphic athletes, and the rift between the weekend warrior and that guy can spread dramatically, right? So these guys start elevating in the status. Like I mentioned Jeff Everson's book in 1985 called The Steroid Superman. But somewhere along the lines, we started associating big money with these guys, and when you see the behavior, like watching the football draft this past few days, you know, a number of these young athletes weren't drafted because they're caught up in this criminality, like being pending lawsuits, pending indictments and stuff like that. Because we've built all the sporting infrastructure, like up here it's hockey in Canada, down in the States it's football and baseball and basketball. But these, right down to high school level, these kids are being, you know, he's the football star, he's the running back. You know, if these guys treat women like shit, you know, it's like, the women are, you can't say anything. How dare you say that about our quarterback, right?
Yeah, and so they are on a pedestal.
Yeah, they're put on this pedestal because they can throw a football. Big deal, right? Sure, we like watching it and stuff like that. And they should be paid fairly well. They took a beating, but this multi 8 digit numbers when you get up into the $100 million mark, and that's crazy. The money can be used in so many much in a better avenues and on these athletes, you know. So
what about the athletes make that much money, but who else benefits? Like, how does it trickle down? Because, I mean, someone's got to be managing that athlete, and someone's going to be promoting.
The problem is not enough people benefit from it. That money's going into, the large chunk of that money's going to very few hands, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, once upon a time, fighters were abused. I mean, the game still is. Listening to the fight last night, I thought, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they're just going to drag it out 15, 12 rounds, then do a rematch and do it all over again. Because Pacquiao would come out, he'd start to spar, and he'd stop. You know, he'd stop, he wouldn't do anything. So you were thinking, okay, is he just too old? But then he said, no, his shoulder's bothering him or whatever. But again, it's all about money. And they definitely proved yesterday that they can market things well. And I'm sure the casinos made off like bandits, right?
Okay, so they also win somewhere.
Yeah, apparently the vast majority of the tickets were bought out by the casinos, from what I understand. It's just so they could give it to the high rollers. Come on in. Come on in and gamble. We'll give you a great ticket to the fight, right?
Okay.
So they're in Vegas. They bring these people. And like I said, the audiences of these sports venues aren't the same as they were once upon a time,
mm-hmm.
because of the amount of money that's involved. The celebrities had a hard time getting their money. Some of those tickets went for $40,000.
Wow.
You know, somewhere for about I think the lowest was $2,000 and the highest was $43,000 and something like that. And for a fight, that was nothing, absolutely nothing. So I'm hoping that people re-examine ourselves and say, what the hell are we paying this for to see this? Yeah, you know, we'll watch the fight. Say, once upon a time, CBS, NBC, ABC, they gave us great fights on TV on a Friday night, or Saturday afternoon, Sports Spectacular, Sports World, Wild World of Sports. They would have great fights. And because the money wasn't ridiculous, right? The fighters were in there because they wanted to be fighters.
So circling back to the Weekend Warriors identifying with the athletes, would the Weekend Warriors today be able to identify with Mayweather and
after watching last night's performance? And like I said, I wouldn't have been afraid to go in there with Mayweather. Of course he's going to hit me, but he doesn't. He's not a big power puncher and stuff like that. But for that kind of money, go ahead, clock me as hard as you want.
Okay, so maybe that's what it is, right? It's going back to...
See, like Pacquiao had accusations of steroids 7 years ago. Like he's much smaller. Like he's smaller. You can tell that nobody believes he's on steroids now. But that was that's what Floyd wanted him to do, additional drug testing, 6-7 years ago. Because Pacquiao, you know, he was knocking a lot of guys out. But his movement, but still, he had a lot more movement. Where he had no movement last night or anything. It was just like, oh, geez, this is it. This $100 for this, and you're going to walk away with $150 million for that. You know, you're not worth it. You're just not worth it. Nothing personal. You know, the guys are personal. You know, Floyd was actually quite gracious for the first time I ever heard him. But you're not worth that money. You're just not. You watch Mayweather, what he does with that money is disgusting. Right? He plays with the money. He gambles it away, throws it away. And he's got cars after cars after cars after cars. You know, and there's people, that money could be used so much in better ways than what these guys are squandering it and stuff, thinking they're immune to the law for do anything they want.
Well, that's, once it runs out, they can call another rematch.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping that people, let's re-examine sports here, especially with boxing. We're not going to pay that. We're not going to pay you $90 when you give us a card like that. There's no great prelims. I'm hoping the UFC, well, we never know what the UFC is watching. I know Dana White is a big former boxer, but okay, you're going to try to pull this bullshit too, or you're going to go back and try to reel it back and give it, what made their product really good was they gave us great fights and they gave us a good card. And their money for it wasn't as much.
So it was mostly about the fight itself and the love of the sport rather than how much money they can make.
Yes. Hand it to Dana White. He gave us the fights that we wanted at the best opportune time. Like Mayweather's accused of picking his fighters and picking the fighters at the right time for that specific fighter. Whether a guy's too young and green or like with Manny Pacquiao's too old. And even though Floyd is a year or two older chronologically, but I think physically and mentally, I think Manny's older, you know, because of his former lifestyle. Now he has a religious conversion, but before that, his lifestyle was a little bit more reckless. But the fight wasn't at the right time. It's like we remember back in the 80s, we had super fights with Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns or Sugar Ray Leonard and Duran. Those first fights were amazing, absolutely amazing wars. And they'll go down as classics all through the history of boxing. But Then you follow these guys as they get into the 30s. They're not the same fights anymore. They'll rematch. So by the time they're doing the third fights, they're not the same fights. You know, Wayne and I were just talking this morning. The third fight that still did hold out was with Ali Frazier. You know, their fight still, that third fight was in Manila, was still like a classic war. But most of the guys, by the time they're in the mid-30s, and especially if they're doing a lot of partying in between that 10 years in between fights, they age. And it's not, they're not the same fighters anymore, right? So I got off topic there. Dana White has been, I think, can be credited in the U.S. Ultimate Fighting Championships in making the fights at the best time when these guys are at their best and you get great fights. A loss in UFC isn't as big a deal. It doesn't seem to be as big a deal because with 4-ounce gloves, you know, anything can happen, right?
Yes.
You can get a guy like Cain Velasquez who got clipped right on when Fox Television was going to show the UFC to the world when Fox got a contract with the UFC. Cain Velasquez fought Junior Dos Santos, and Cain got clipped, you know, by a big guy, and his legs went out, and he got knocked out really quick, and everybody thought, well, what's this? But in the rematches, Velasquez came back and just pounded him for, you know, both fights, you know, just destroyed Dos Santos, right? But we got those fights when these guys were at their best.
Yeah.
Not waiting to some guys at a disadvantage and stuff, but then the cards started to water down because they want them more often, And now people are starting to turn away from it, right? So I'm hoping White watched last night and thinking, you know what, do what made us popular, what made us usurp boxing, and that was giving a good product and keeping it reasonable, like giving a good card and stuff like that.
So according to last night's fight, boxing is not going to overtake UFC anytime soon.
It hurt boxing. What last night was supposed to help boxing, it hurt it. It hurt it. It just showed that we're paying ridiculous amounts of money to watch something, to pay these fighters absolutely insane amounts of money, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's overhyped. It's over everything. And we have to bring it back, I think, into a more reasonable perspective. There shouldn't be that huge rift between the average person and these guys in terms of finance. It's just crazy. That money is just ridiculous, and it shouldn't be that way. But, you know, it'll probably continue. Does anything ever improve?
It's already been happening. UFC is taking over boxing. So unless they pull their pants up, it's going to continue happening, right? So they need to figure out if it's going to be worth financially, because after this, very few people will pay. I shouldn't say that, but
we have to wait and see.
We have to wait and see.
Mayweather's got another fight in his contract. See, he's also approaching Rocky Marciano's record of 49 wins, no losses.
Mm.
The last guy to approach that was Larry Holmes, and then he got raked over the coals for that whole event. You know, he ended up not surpassing. But Floyd is at 48-0. Rocky Marciano is at 49-0. He's got one more fight in his contract, and he said he's going to fight September. We don't know who, so he could tie Marciano. So will he fight after that to try to break and go 50-0? But who's he going to fight? You know, the guy who we want to see him fight is this the middleweight champion. I can't pronounce his name. It's a Triple G, they call him. And he's a monster. But Mayweather doesn't do that. See, that's why some of this criticism, he won't go after the super fight. It's too risky for him. Leonard, Duran went from lightweight, and he went up to welterweight, he went to junior middleweight, he went to after Hagler as a middleweight. Same with Leonard. He went from welter to junior to middleweight. They went after these guys to make these super fights. Mayweather doesn't do that. So,
he's got a lot to lose, right?
Yeah, but you know, that's we want to see the fights. Like if he's just worried about his undefeated record, he'll go down as a great fighter. But the big asterisk will be, well, yeah, he ran and he fought the fighters at the right time for him, and not at the right time for his opponents. Will he go the fight we want to see? Go up to junior middle and let that middleweight guy come down to junior middle and meet for a super fight. People will want to see that, right? Just as much as we wanted to see Pacquiao Mayweather 7 years ago. That's when it was the super fight, but it didn't happen. So sports and money, that's basically the
plus. Yeah, money. It's
just crazy.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. That's my Sunday morning rant.
Nice. Well, I think we can wrap that up. What's the learning from all of this, Randy?
The learning is Randy is an idiot for knowing better knowing exactly, Wayne and I were laughing today because we both knew better. Wayne said exactly it's going to be a 12-round doll fight. And we both agreed because Boyer just said, I absolutely refuse to put money in Mayweather. He hates Mayweather. He said, I'm not going to put money in that guy's pocket. He doesn't deserve it, and the fight should have taken place 7 years ago. But so Boyer was pretty crafty. He was invited over to somebody else who was picking up the fight. But it was like we watched the marketing. Don't believe all the hype. It's all hype bullshit. You know, the marketing was still good enough to sucker us in, thinking but in the back of my mind, maybe we'll get that fight of 7 years ago. No, we didn't. We got exactly what we got. Two older guys plugging away in a boring, dull fight.
Hope wins. And curiosity.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yes, it did. On that note, yeah. I think we're done. I don't really have anything to add because I didn't see the fight, nor am I a big boxing fan. So,
that's good. That's good.
Awesome. Thanks. See you. Talk to you later.
All right.
Before we go, we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us by leaving a comment on our website, theworldofmuscle.com. And also, if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend and be sure to give it a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The World of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We hope you've enjoyed the content of this episode, and we're looking forward to sharing more next time.